This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Jean-Philippe Malaty. He is Executive Director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good morning.
So this coming Friday, the 4th of September at 8 in the evening at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center here in Santa Fe, there is going to be a performance by the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet featuring a work commissioned by Spanish choreographer Alejandro Cerrudo that premiered earlier this year, and works by Finnish choreographer Jorma Elo and Spanish choreographer Gaetano Soto. And then the next day, Saturday, the 5th of September at 8, also at the Lenzic, One CD Flamenco is having their last performance of the season. Now, I saw the Aspen Santa Fe program with those three choreographers from Spain and Finland earlier this year. It was, I think, pretty much the same program. And one thing I noticed, and I'd like your take on this, because I don't even know if this is right, but there seems to be a kind of similarity or an influence of these different choreographers on one another. And it reminded me of like schools of abstract painters who all have their own style, but they also influence each other. Is that true? I mean, do you feel like there is a kind of like school of choreography that they're all part of?
That's a great observation, Mary Charlotte, and you are right, but they're not inspired by each other. They're inspired by the master of contemporary ballet. His name is Jiří Kilian, a Czech choreographer who really changed the course of classical ballet and made it much more contemporary. And that's really who has influenced most of the living choreographers today. Jorma Elo, actually, is the only choreographer on the program who has worked directly with Mr. Kilian for many years. And Alejandro Cerrudo also danced briefly in the company. So everybody, would they admit it or not, have been influenced by Jiří Kilian, the master of contemporary dance. So you're right, there's a common thread, a common sense of aesthetic, you know, in the program that we're presenting this summer in Santa Fe.
Now, Jiří Kilian is a choreographer whose work has also been featured by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet?
All the time. This winter we perform Jiří Kilian's Return to a Strange Land. In the past, audiences might remember Stamping Ground or Sex Dance. We always like to have a reference to Mr. Kilian because he has influenced our company so much that from time to time we present all the work by him.
Now, one of the things that I was wondering, because there is a specific kind of dancer that Aspen Santa Fe Ballet selects for the company, and I'm not sure exactly how to characterize that, but it's a kind of amazing combination of strength and grace that your dancers have, and maybe every dancer, maybe that's a characteristic of like every dancer in the world who's good, but I wondered whether the choreographers are ever choreographing parts for specific dancers, or whether it's really any dancer, whether they can interchange the parts, like any dancer can dance any part?
To a certain extent, yeah, yes. I mean, dancers are all, technically able to jump in into, any other part. But yet, because we are commissioning so many ballets, the two ballets on the program on Friday night, the one by Mr. Cerrudo and the one by Mr. Soto, have been created on the company, on our dancers. And it was not their first work. It was Mr. Soto's fourth work for the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet and Mr. Cerrudo's second work. So when they came back to create those pieces, they knew very well which dancers they will have available to them. They knew the strengths, weaknesses of the dancers, and they really customized something, utilizing the best, talent of our dancers. So that's usually when you really get, the best work from a dancer. It's when it's being choreographed on them. But that being said, as the company evolve and change and dancers move on, very often we have replaced dancers in the repertoire and, the audience doesn't know the difference. The last ballet on the program on Friday night, First Flash, was choreographed by Yoma Elo for a company in Holland, the Netherlands Dance Theater, Killian's company, since we mentioned him earlier in this conversation. And so none of those parts have been created in our dancers. Yet they learn the part, and we try to adapt as much as possible. Mr. Yoma Elo came back to put the work on our dancers, and even made a few changes to maybe adapt the choreography to their strength. So yes, I would say that's one of the quality of that we're looking for an Aspen Santa Fe ballet dancer will be really an open mind. Nowadays, every dancer is very well trained and has very strong technique, but we are looking for dancers that will be able to absorb different style of dance, that will be true to the work of Mr. Killian, that will have the integrity to reflect the aesthetic of the work by Caetano Soto. So I think that's really what we're looking for when we're hiring dancers, is a dancer with an open mind that will be at home in different type of dances.
As I was watching the performance earlier in this summer, I was thinking about how in classical ballet, dancers were moving to classical music, and the rhythms of classical music are pretty regular and pretty easy to understand, and you pretty much move in harmony to those rhythms, whereas the kind of dance you're doing, the relationship between the dance and the music, first of all, the music is much more variable and much less reliably rhythmic than your typical classical piece a lot of the time. And sometimes, for example, there are silences between musical numbers and the dancers keep on dancing through that silence and then the music starts again. And it seems like there's a kind of musicality that is required by the dancers that is really, really high level.
Again, Marichelle, that's another great observation. Nowadays, choreographers are not necessarily inspired by the music. In the old days, music drove the inspiration, drove the story, or drove the choreography. Nowadays, we see a major shift in this. We see a lot of the young choreographers using music almost as a soundtrack, almost as a tool to create an atmosphere, a background, bringing a mood to the piece, but not necessarily expressing every note in the musical score. So you're right, that's very different, and the music is playing a different role in that. And so you're right, it really requires great skills from the dancers and heightened musical expression in a way to be able to take that score and still interpret the music that the choreographer is using.
Another thing that I find so creative is the way the lighting is, and like in one of the pieces, the lighting elements, the actual devices themselves were moving, and that was part of the performance. Does the choreographer, like they're choreographing that as well? I mean, that's part of the whole look of the performance. Is that right? Or is that like a collaboration between the choreographer and the lighting designer? How does that work?
It is definitely a collaboration, and we are so fortunate to have an incredible, talented lighting designer who hails from Santa Fe. Her name is Sea Johnson, and she's been with the company for almost a decade now and really was responsible to develop the aesthetic and the look that the company has on stage. And we're very proud of our design element and especially lighting. We are a contemporary dance company, so you're not going to see us very often with big sets or big costumes. So the lighting plays a very important part, because that's almost the only thing we have on stage to create the ambiance or the look. Sea has lit many of the pieces and worked with many of our choreographers, so it's definitely a very collaborative process. The choreographers who are returning to Aspen Santa Fe Ballet are very eager to work with her again, and she knows their taste and she knows what they like and don't like. And so it's really a conversation that starts about 5 weeks, prior to the opening night, where she would come in the studio. She would see what the dancers are moving. She will see the space. She will, you know, hear the score, obviously. And it's a conversation between her and the choreographer of what they want. And it's very critical. And, you know, very, very often when we travel around the country, around the world, we get great compliments for our lighting, and it inspires people, and they, you know, they see that the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has a different, you know, aesthetic and different look, and we're very proud to, in a way, represent, you know, a company that comes from the West, and I think CEA is very often inspired by the open horizons and beautiful Santa Fe sunset and the quality of the light that we enjoy in Santa Fe, and I think that is reflected in the performances.
I think that's a really important point, and I think maybe you and I talked about this the last time you were on the air, but it's something that you kind of have to keep your mind open to. But if you go to the performance and you're somebody who lives in Santa Fe, you might really feel that the lighting and the colors have a kind of southwestern feel to them. And then when the performers travel elsewhere, it's kind of exotic. I mean, it does have, even though it's not necessarily overt, a kind of Western feel to the look of the dance.
You're right, and, you know, we very often take it for granted, but we remind it, you know, every time we perform on tour, that there's, you know, something special in the look and the way we use the light that is very unique to our company, and I think is really a true expression of who Sarah Johnson is and her background and living in Santa Fe.
Now, you also, on a number of occasions, use a kind of, what is it, like a fog? Like there's dancers emerging from a haze, which is a really beautiful effect.
Yeah, that's another, you know, design element that is sometimes controversial. You know, many audience members start coughing or thinks they would get poisoned by the smoke effect, which in fact is only water-based. It's really a mist. And that we put in the air that will allow you to see the design of the lights and the way the lights are cut and the different rays of lights. And it gives a more, you know, structural element to the stage since, again, you know, we rarely have set pieces using that haze and, you know, and that accentuate the rays of lights on stage gives, you know, some structural, you know, formation to the stage. And so it has really usually, you know, really cool effect. That's something that a tool that we use, you know, very often in our design.
We're talking to Jean-Philippe Maletti of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Company. Now, on Saturday night, Juan C.D. Flamenco is giving their last performance of the season, and you have fairly recently brought Juan C.D. into the embrace of Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. How's that going? How do the two companies relate to each other? How's it all going?
Well, this summer will mark the first anniversary of our collaboration. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has been a fan of Juan C.D. Juan C.D. has been performing and bringing flamenco to Santa Fe for the past 8 years, and we've always admired his sense of integrity and artistic expression of the company, and we've always, as audience member, enjoy his performances. As friends, we've always helped Juan with advice or free studio space. But about a year ago, there's only that much that advice and free space can do, and Juan was in need of help. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, on the other hand, had survived the Great Recession, and we were also in a position where we felt it was time for us to share our resources and share our knowledge. So we invited Juan to come under the umbrella of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet, and we assume the management, fundraising, marketing of his company. Of course, Juan remain as the artistic director. We made great changes. Juan C.D.'s company moved out of the lodge and the cabaret-style setting and transposed his performance to the proscenium stage at the Lensic. And the Lensic is now the home of Juan C.D. Flamenco Santa Fe. We've expanded the amount of performers on stage. We now have 14 dancers and musicians on stage in a fully staged and lit performance as well, and also the lighting design by Sarah Johnson. So it's been a you know, great partnership, obviously a learning curve for us, The flamenco culture is very different from the one of ballet, but we really, so far, have really a great, you know, great partnership and a lot of learning from each other and sharing ideas, and I think to really the benefit of the audiences in Santa Fe. We have expanded the summer schedule. Saturday night's performance will mark the 6th performances for Juan in Santa Fe. We've had huge audiences comprised of both locals, flamenco aficionados, and tourists. And also Juan's company comes and performs regularly in Aspen. So overnight, our Aspen audience has inherited of a flamenco company as well, to their delight.
I think for those in the audience who haven't been inside of creative organizations, the whole idea that a creative artist has the freedom to actually do what they're best at, namely, in this case, make dances and design dances and work with dancers and practice, as opposed to fundraising and graphic design and all of that kind of stuff, is a tremendous freedom in an era where a lot of people don't have that, and people are trying to do everything and do the things that maybe they're not as skilled at, and you've basically given an artist the ability to do what he does best.
And we were thrilled that we were in that position and able to help Juan. He has given us so much more back. The performances for us have been thrilling. We able to continue the long, you know, tradition of flamenco in Santa Fe, and that makes us, you know, very proud. But, you know, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet has always had a very collaborative culture. As you all know and your listeners know, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet share the company between Aspen, Colorado, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have schools in both states. We bring the product, you know, the company around the country. We have an incredible Mexican folk dance outreach program. So we always had an idea of a comprehensive, you know, dance organization, multifaceted, and not just focusing on, you know, the classical ballet company. This is something kind of a hybrid model that has really worked for us.
Jean-Philippe Malaty is executive director of the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Performance by Aspen Santa Fe Ballet Company this Friday, September 4th at 8 o'clock, and Juan C.D. Flamenco on Saturday, also at 8 o'clock, at the Lenzic. Tickets 988-1234. I want to thank you so much, Jean-Philippe, for being with us once again on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, and I see you at the Lenzic.
Excellent. Thanks for listening to this podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.